views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, Your Call to Action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, live here today at our Easter weekend. It's Easter weekend, and I'm so excited to be here with you today. I'm Cornelia Stephanie, your host, and I have a fantastic show lined up for you today. And so I wanted to touch on a few announcements. If you didn't get a chance last week to tune into last week's show, you must do so, because that show was so incredible, and I've gotten so much feedback from you, the listeners, about how much value you got out of the show when I had Susan Glavin on. And Susan Glavin and I were having a conversation about what it's like to be unstoppable. We were talking about your words are your wand. We were talking about our responsibility as empowered creators to stop the gossiping and to stop the complaining. And Susan gave everybody that that was listening a challenge to release that energy from your life and pay attention to, not gossiping anymore. And she had some great tips, and the show was really great, and a lot of feedback, a lot of good positive feedback from you all. And so if you haven't listened to it, go to my website at corneliastephanie.com. And if you look under the media page, the drop-down menu under radio, and the last show, which we did last week, is listed there. So that was an incredible show. Susan Glavin was the guest. And I want to announce also my show next week that I'll be doing again with one of my other co-hosts, Tom Lombroso. And Tom comes on the first Friday of every month, and you do want to tune in for that, because Tom helps us see the world through the eyes of an angel. And he also has an incredible Facebook page, whenangelstouch.com. So go there. And he posts so many amazing cloud photos. Tom takes pictures of clouds and he posts them. And you can truly see that angelic beings express themselves to him, and he's able to capture them. So be sure to go to whenangelstouch.com on Facebook, and then also his website. And on the third Friday of every month, I have empowerment coach Charlene Hess. And Charlene is taking us deeper into what is our purpose and what is our calling. And last show, she was talking to us about stopping the noise and taking us deeper into meditation. The feedback that I gotten from people, how much they enjoyed listening to that show, and they can't wait to listen to the next show. She's offering us a twist on meditation, stopping the noise, and getting to know who the monkeys are in the monkey mind when you're trying to sit down and calm yourself and go deeper into meditation. So go to CharleneHess.com, and you can see her past shows there, and you can also find them on my page. And Charlene's offering free coaching sessions for people that in regards to meditation. So you can email her and put in the subject line, living whole at CharleneHess.com, and you receive a free coaching session from Charlene in regards to meditation. And in this day and time, you know, all of the wonderful gifts and content that we have, the tools that we have for people that want to connect deeper to who it is that they are, that's what this show is about. You know, I'm passionate about bringing you guests and co-hosts and tools and techniques on what it is that you can do to navigate the evolutionary journey that we're on right now in building our new world. And my path, my journey has been an intense one. I've overcome a lot of things in my life. And so I just want to say to you, you know, if you're finding yourself in a place right now where you might be experiencing endings in your relationships, or maybe even with a job, or you're challenged in your life, I just want you to know that you will get through this, and there's a lot of support and help available, because we were never meant to fit in to the old world. We were meant to birth a new one. And for me personally, I'm continuously dying and rebirthing myself, reinventing myself. And one of my guests that I have here today, special, super amazing woman that I'm going to introduce you to, she's also at a stage in her life where she's reinventing herself. And, you know, this is all part of our process, because we're letting go of the old world. The density in our physical bodies, we're releasing that energy, letting that energy go, so that the true authentic self, that new self, can be born. And we have to make space for that. We have to be able to sit in, tune in, and listen to what spirit wants to communicate with us. And if we need help along the way, there's plenty of help along the way, because we're never alone. And that's what this journey is about. It's about awakening to know that we've never been alone, and that we have all the support of the universe to expand and step into our greatest self. So part of my journey has been about moving into wholeness and claiming my life and stepping into my own authority. And then in that, in turn, I help other people do that. I coach other people. And I just wanted to kind of give you a replay of what my work has been about this week. So this week I have had incredible coaching work with one of my new co-hosts that's going to be here on the Cornelia Stephanie Show, starting live in June, and his name is Dennis Gaither, and I want you to look out for him, because he is absolutely amazing. We set up a new website for him. We're working on him writing his ebook and bringing and sharing his gifts in the world. He's had a career that he's been with all his life, and now he switched it up. And he's also, I think, in mid-60s now, and it's okay, because it doesn't matter what age you are, because we're living longer. And so that was part of my coaching this week. And I'm taking my work into helping people build their businesses, build structures in their life, and then having an outlet and a platform where they can showcase their gifts. And so even my guest that is here with me today, also, amazing woman, has had an incredible life, and we are here. I'm here actually at her house today doing the show, and it's such an honor to do this work as we are reinventing ourselves. And one of my other coaching session that I had this week is supporting somebody clearing the poverty lines in the lineage, in the family, moving into greater wealth that all happens from the inside out. And then, of course, it's going to be manifest in your physical life once, because it's all happening from the inside. So I want to tell you about my guest today. I want to read to you her incredible bio and tell you about who this amazing person is. So Dee Thorson is a divine messenger who shares her wisdom and love. She's a conduit, a channel that communicates with the Holy Spirit. Dee has spent many years seeking truth, and her experience is that the universe loves to connect with us. Words of understanding, healing, and reassurance flow through her to her clients. Her journey has led her to the practice of serving people by bringing them insight, hope, and an awareness of the loving presence of divine energy. At present, Dee is a chaplain at her church and has facilitated many courses in miracle classes. Over the years, Dee has organized numerous spiritual support groups. Dee's life started on a small dairy farm. Her Norwegian family was the first white people to settle in Sylvania, Washington area. Her mother's mantra, and I'm sure you can relate to this, her mother's mantra is, "What will the neighbors think? And be nice now." This had a deep effect on her and kept her shy, introverted, and fearful. Because of her search for God and truth and her tenacious spirit, she got off antidepressants so that she can unveil and release the dying paradigm of childhood suppression. Dee has been a humanitarian all her life. Her training and her work as a social worker and healer have been a natural path for her. After retirement, she became a theta healer and worked with people all around the United States via phone. Much of that work was deep healing work, healing past life traumas. Today, Dee has been led to branch out with her new unique healing practice that has evolved into what she calls Spirit Speaks. And this is what we get to experience with Dee today. Welcome to the show, Dee.
Thank you, Cornelia. What a thrill to be on the radio. I am reinventing my life, doing new things in this time period of my life. So this is a new experience, and I'm thrilled.
And it's wonderful to have you here. And I was just, we were talking before we came on the show today, sitting in the background, and your husband, he was coming in and he was saying to you that how proud he is of you. And I'm so proud of you too, for being so courageous to share your gifts with us online, out there in the world, and for reinventing yourself and rebirthing yourself. And so it's a real pleasure and an honor to have you here, and what true sisterhood really is all about. And it's an honor and a pleasure to be here in your home. We're going to take a break, and then when we get back, we're going to have more of Dee. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek has a special gift for everyone out there. To receive 3 chapters of the Knowledge Book as a special gift, send your email to mmjp99@gmail.com. That's M as in Mary, jp99@gmail.com now to receive this fabulous, fabulous gift of the Knowledge Book.
Integrate spirituality into your everyday lives on Universe Soul Heart Radio. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Kathleen Johnson explores the concept of sensible spirituality, keeping you grounded, connected, and centered on the path to wholeness. Kathleen has dedicated her life to facilitating holistic healing and wholeness in others. Listen to Universe Soul Heart Radio and learn how to flourish, grow, and impact all we do on planet Earth. For more information, go to universesoulheart.net.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com. What would you do if an angel came into your car and spoke to you while driving on the freeway? Tom Lombroso is a city planner, artist, photographer, and author. This happened to him. Join Tom every first Friday of the month at noon Pacific time on the Cornelia Stephanie Transformational Radio Show. Tom will be sharing his spiritual experiences. Find out more about Tom at www.whenangelstouch.com.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and I'm here with my very special guest today, Dee Thorson. And one of my favorite things when I'm with Dee is she has an incredible holy prayer that she is going to take us into. And so, Dee, would you open the show today with your grace?
Thank you. Thank you. Holy Father, creator of all that is, we come before you at this time, light workers from all around the world. We join together here. Where two or more are gathered in your name, you are in our presence, and you are truly in our presence here. You are in the words that we speak. You are in our hearts, the divine place within our hearts. We are all part of the big ocean. God is the ocean, and we each are a wave in that ocean, and we have a divine place, a sacred place within us. And as we open our hearts to you, Holy Father, creator of all that is, we ask for to become more of the light worker that you would have us to be in transforming this world, in transforming this world, in bringing light to all. We thank you for the privilege. We thank you for this time. And so it is.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for setting that holy ground. And so this is part of your signature, Dee, that it, Spirit just speaks through you and just communicates through you, and it just flows out of you. So, but how did you get here? You know, because it wasn't always like this, right? So I'm thinking back to what your mom said about being nice now, and what will the neighbors think?
Right. So that was imprinted on my soul. It was written in stone, I believe. I was very shy. I was very backwards. I was depressed for very many years, on antidepressants even. But it kept me searching all the while. I have come now in this part of my life to be thankful for my childhood. It was suppressive, yes, but it caused a fire in my soul, really, to move forward, to find out what the truth is, to find out who I am. I was raised in a small community and went to the Lutheran church, and went to a two-room grade school, actually. So it was quite small, quite contained. I was not aware that there were other choices in life to be made. But as time went on, I discovered, I discovered God when I was in the Lutheran church. So I am thankful for that. There was a box that I felt like I was in, and I needed to expand and move on beyond that. I became a Bible study leader after I married, and in the Bible, it talks about a word of wisdom and a word of knowledge. So I was getting information at that time, coming intuitively, however we want to say that. And I became a sought after prayer warrior. People had problems and they wanted answers. And I felt like I would get like the piece of the puzzle that they needed. So it felt really good to be helpful to people. I guess I must have a servant's heart because I've always served people and wanted to be available for them. And as the years have progressed now, then I did angel readings, and people love to hear about their angels. Everybody wants to know, you know, do I have an angel? Who's standing behind me and around me? And that is truly fun to do angel readings because it makes people happy, number one. And for me, it's very entertaining because angels are all different. Sometimes they have the same expression as the person that I'm looking at. It's quite entertaining. I became a theta healer then, did extensive training, actually in many modalities along the way. So I'll just mention this one about theta healing, and would be connecting with people by phone around the United States and doing amazing healings with people. And that was going in, a lot of it was going into past life traumas. And I did that for a number of years. And then Spirit said to stop. Okay. So I said, well, I'm going on sabbatical, I guess. Each one of us is part of God. We have the divine within us. And then besides that, we have our unique talents. Some people are teachers and artists and musicians, whatever. So the variety of trainings that I have had in my life, I had a folder an inch thick with all the certificates that I had gotten. And finally, Spirit told me to get rid of those. That's not who you are anymore. You're a combination of all of it. And they put it into a unique package, and this is what you get here. So I have been told to branch out on my own with something called Spirit Speaks. And I feel that Spirit does speak through me. I've done a lot of emotional work, healing my past and whatever, and tried to clean up this vessel so that I would be a clean conduit. And the more work that I do, the clearer Spirit comes through me. So that's kind of where I am right now with my life, is doing sessions with people and then continuing to meditate and journal and do my own work.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. So Dee, you know, because you've had so much extensive training and you've done so many different things in life, and you've done the theta healing, you've been a social worker, you got off antidepressants, you've done a lot of prayer work. What has been the most daunting challenge for you? What do you think has been the most daunting challenge?
Wow. In my entire life, it was leaving a 27-year marriage. That was a confining situation for me. And when my last child left for college, I figured that my husband at the time and I had completed the contract that we had made and that it was time to move on. And we can grow in relationships. Relationships are wonderful, growth inspiring. And I had done the growing that I could do there, and I needed to move on. And I was the first divorce in my entire family. It goes back, I've been to Norway, it goes back 100 years, I think. So that was a big step for a little girl to do. And I went back to college at the same time and got my degree as a social worker. And I was brave and I was curious about the world out there. It was like going to Mars, really. I had no idea. I had been a homemaker and been in my own little box for a long time. And I did it.
You did it. You did it. Yes, you did. And you did it with flying colors. And, you know, part of what I heard you talk about earlier is you were in the Lutheran church, and that's where you found God. And then I also heard you in your prayer talking about light workers. And normally in the Lutheran church, we don't hear that kind of talk. And so would you like to talk to me a little bit about that experience?
Yes, it's just amazing. The clearer that I become and the more open I become to Spirit, Spirit talks to me almost on a daily basis in my journaling about how we are transforming the world together, and that there are light workers around the world, and that we each have a particular piece of the puzzle. And actually, Spirit came to me one day and said that my light was so bright that it could be seen on other planets. Uh-huh. And that's who we are, not just me. I think I needed to hear that, because we don't think that we have that much, that we're that powerful. that is my privilege right now, is to encourage people to become their authentic self. And we have God, the divine, within us, and to connect with that part of us.
Right. And so part of, I'm going to want you to come back at another time and do another show, because I really want to share the secret power of journaling with people, because that's also another beautiful part about the gifts that you have, and being able to take people and lead people into themselves through the power of journaling, is really that's where the secret lies. But today you're offering people half price sessions. Yes. For anybody that wants to get a spirit session with you. And we're going to come back here from break in just a little bit, and we're going to tell our listeners what your spirit sessions are about. But first, I want to be able to tell them where they can contact you at. So the sessions for an hour session with you is half price, which would be $45. And they can, in the subject line, in an email, write to you at
dthorson@comcast.net.
dthorson@comcast.net. And in the email subject line, they're going to write half price session with D. And sure. I can tell you, as I'm really picky when it comes to allowing other people to read my energy field, but because I know D and I know how authentic she is and what a pure channel she is, I gave her permission to read my energy. And it was incredible, because I was going through a time at that particular point in time of a death of having many parts of myself die away. And it was incredible how absolutely accurate she was reading my field and seeing the parts of me that were dying, but then also the parts of me that were birthing and coming alive. And so, and I can tell you that she asks for permission. She's a pure channel. And it's wonderful when you have somebody give you some of that validation. Sometimes, you know, when you're just not sure and when you're just not clear, and lots of healing can happen in those sessions. So email Dee at dthorson.com, and in the subject line, put half price session and get it for $45. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to have Dee tell us more about what spirit sessions really means. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Winning at the game of money. Lynn Brown is now offering Full Spectrum Finance, a progressive 12-month program that will help you to navigate through the mechanics of financial expansion. Finally, a financial planner who looks at the full spectrum of money and abundance. Engage you in the mental, physical, and energetic aspects of finance. This is Full Spectrum Finance. Are you ready to get into it? For more information, go to fullspectrumfinance.com.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
What would you do if an angel came into your car and spoke to you while driving on the freeway? Tom Lombroso is a city planner, artist, photographer, and author. This happened to him. Join Tom every first Friday of the month at noon Pacific time on the Cornelia Stephanie Transformational Radio Show. Tom will be sharing his spiritual experiences. Find out more about Tom at www.whenangelstouch.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm talking with Dee Thorson, and we're getting information about how awesome it is to get a session with Dee and what the spirit sessions do for you. So, Dee, would you tell our listeners a little bit about more about your experience and how this all began and what they will get out of it?
First, I'd like to tell about a session I had with myself. Spirit was working with me on something that had come up for me. And the question came through some studies that I'm doing right now about, do you respect yourself? And obviously, it was very clear to me that I don't respect myself. And so I went and took some meditation time. I did some journaling and found out that the way I was raised in my small community, that women were not respected. So that was through the church and the wherever I went with my family and so forth. And so I thought, well, I had a choice then, but I really didn't. I didn't have a choice. This was ingrained in me. But so I didn't have to forgive myself for going along with what was going on. But then I thought, can I forgive them for what they did to me, kind of? And then I thought, no, this has been going on for generations and generations and generations, that women had a certain role and that's where they were supposed to stay. And so I went deeply into meditation at this time, and I saw the people in my community, the pastor and teachers and family members, and there was nothing to forgive there. There was nothing to forgive. And I think when I didn't respect myself, I was like being tethered to unknowingly, really, to people and situations. And so I became lighter. And this has been in the last 2 weeks. Spirit is just moving. It's so amazing. And these people that I knew, that I grew up with, were in color in the vision, in the meditation that I was in. And then in the background, there were many people in black and white. And I really feel like they are the ones that have crossed over, that are my ancestors. And they had the same belief system that was passed down to them. And I looked at them in my meditation, and there was nothing to forgive. There was nothing to forgive. I have worked so hard in my life about forgiveness. What is forgiveness? And in these cases, it was understanding that people were doing the best they can. They were programmed to be a certain way, and they didn't have much choice either. So when I was looking at the people from my generations back in black and white, and I released them somehow, and they all started just cheering and throwing their hats in the air, and they were free. They were free. And these healings are amazing. And this was like 2 weeks ago, and about a week ago, I got in touch with myself again, and I found out that I love myself, and I respect myself, and I could never, I love myself. I could go through the rituals, but I truly, truly do, and the healings are just they're amazing. I never know what is going to be healed. Actually, about the same time, I had some arthritis in my hands, and I couldn't close them all the way. I can close my hands now. And so healings happen as long as we just keep into this work. I am just thrilled.
That's wonderful, Dee. And so do you want to talk to us a little bit more about the spirit session? So you allow spirit to come through, and then you're, like I said earlier, because I got a chance to experience you, and I know I want people to go to your new website that is a work in progress at dthorson.com, because we've just started working on this for the last 2 weeks. And there is many testimonials written from people in the past that have had your spirit sessions, and you're an incredible channel. Mm-hmm. So what is it exactly that happens, and what do you do?
Every session is different and unique, and the less I know about a person, then I feel like it's just the clear channel coming through. I don't know this person, so whatever comes is what spirit is speaking. I have talked with pets who were unhappy. The pet owner said, and they're lovely. They have nothing to hide. I've talked with people who have crossed over the other side, and the people who are still living here were still working on some relationship issues, for instance. And recently I did I held the space for an initiation, which it's just amazing. Every session is complete and unique. Oftentimes, spirit will do. I see pictures. I get feelings, and I just keep talking about what I'm feeling and what's coming. And it'll often. Spirit will often reassure someone who has been through the dark night of the soul, which we've all been through, that spirit was really with them even at that time. And it gives people hope, and it gives them reassurance. And I actually wouldn't be doing this except that people are so excited about it. And being a servant, I can't not do it now. If you read some of the testimonials, it truly has helped people. And that's why I'm here.
And that's why you're here, and that's why you're doing it. And so now here you are at this stage in your life, and this is your new work now, and you're offering these sessions, and who knows how it's going to evolve and what's going to happen. But you've already had plenty of training with working with people all over the globe. So you can do Skype sessions, you can do phone sessions with people. People can contact you. And I want to say again, where? At dthorson@comcast.net, right? Half price session if they want to get a session with you, and they can get a session with you for $45. And what a beautiful, incredible value that is. I do think that we have somebody, because we announced that we wanted to do a session with someone while we're on the air today. And I want to see if that person is, if there's somebody in the queue. Carter, do we have somebody online with us here today?
Yeah, we have Felicia with us. Felicia, you're on the air. Okay.
Hi, Felicia. This is Dee.
Hi, Dee.
I've never met someone with that name. Felicia, what a lovely name. Can you just tell me what the weather is there, just so I can hear your voice a little bit?
It's a little gray and sprinkly.
That means you're from Washington, because that's why we're so green here. It's gray and sprinkly a lot.
Yes, I'm in Washington.
Yes. So you have asked for a reading, and what happens now is I will start seeing pictures and get some feelings about you, and I will start talking about it. So the only thing I do is ask your permission to go in and look at your auric field and see what's going on. Do I have your permission?
Yes, you have my permission.
Okay. Thank you. Let's see what happens here. Felicia, what a beautiful, beautiful soul you are. You have come to Earth this time to bless many, many people. You are a blessing. You are much more of a blessing than you have any idea of. Your light shines so brightly. The recommendation is don't hide it under a bushel, sweetheart. Don't hide your light. It is so beautiful. It is so bright. And I see that it scares you a little bit, how powerful you really are. And you're a little bit shy there about letting your light out. It's like you don't want people to see it, really. You spend some time hiding under your little bushel basket and you let a few people see, but let me see what kind of a picture I'm getting now. Oh my, I see you standing out full, in full light, your full being. You're not hiding at all. Wow. It's beautiful. And I see how safe you are. I see how... you look like a really tall person here because you're so powerful, and it's like you're reaching down. I don't know if you're petting animals or talking with children. You have so much compassion. You're a very compassionate person. You tend to be a little shy. You would never hurt somebody. That you're very cautious about. You hold yourself back a lot. Let's see what else is happening.
Yeah, that's all pretty true.
And I see the sun shining very brightly in your in the picture that I'm seeing right now. There's the bright sun, the golden sun. It's I'm going to just say it's like God is shining down on you. It's the sun itself is alive when it looks at you. It's happy. I see a happy face on the sun right now.
That's good.
That's fun. Yeah. And it's almost like the sun has to hold itself back a little bit so it doesn't. It doesn't frighten you or burn you. The sun can be very intense. What is spirit saying here? There's a shadow coming over kind of the bottom half of the sun, and you're standing there with the dog by your side. I don't know if you have a dog. It's quite, it's like he's a poodle.
I've had dogs my whole life, actually. I've always had dogs. I have dogs right now.
Well, yeah. It's like your best friends or something. You love your dog, and your dog can depend on you. And the sun is being covered a little bit with shadow. I don't know if the sun is going down right now. And it's easier for you to come out out from under the bushel that we talked about earlier, because when the sun isn't quite so bright, And yes, you love your dog. Let's see what else is going on here. How are we doing, Cornelia, for time?
You're really fine, Dee. You've just got a couple more minutes with Felicia, and that would be great.
Okay. And I see you praying. You're down on your knees, and you're praying. And you're looking down, and it's you're looking to the shadow side, kind of, when you're praying. A spirit would like you to look up and let spirit shine on your face and the light to come to you. There's something about your praying when you're looking down. I'm not sure if you, do you write? Are you, do you journal or anything?
I try to. I mean, I used to write a lot more. I haven't as much lately.
Okay. Well, I see you kind of looking down and you're struggling with your journaling there. And there's, you want to move forward. There's just kind of a bit of a shadow there, like when the sun goes down. Why, let's see here. What, how can we get you to move forward? Let's see.
Yeah, moving forward's great. Let's do that.
Okay. So I'm going to envision you standing up and standing tall in your power, in your strength.
Okay.
And you can look at the sun now because like it's halfway settled behind the horizon. And so it's not so bright. Our earthly bodies even can't take all of the light because it's too much for us. As we move forward in our vibration, I feel like I've been moving forward very rapidly lately, and my body is catching up with that. So your body
maybe
is
that's why I moved from California to Washington.
So now I see you just twirling, and you're very happy. Like you have some streamers in your hands, and you're just twirling, and it's just lovely. That it looks like you're very free. There was something there, and now you're free, and you're twirling, and these glittery streamers are twirling around. And as you're twirling, I see you just being raised up higher and higher, up towards the light. Wow, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. I have to say that I get to go to people's sacred places, to their divine places. I am allowed in. And that's what makes my work I am privileged. I'm honored to go to your sacred space, and you truly are a sacred, lovely, lovely spirit, Felicia.
Thank you.
Yes.
Felicia, I just want to say thank you for being so courageous today and for calling in and for allowing Dee to go to your sacred place. And I know that Dee is offering to give you a more private reading off the air. So you can email Dee at dee@deethorson.com and continue this wonderful work that you started here today. I just feel so blessed by having been a witness to you and your courage and also your sharing with us today here on the show. So thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah, thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you. Wonderful. So so you just get pictures, you just get images, Dee. It's
sometimes it's like moving pictures, and sometimes it's just separate pictures, and sometimes it's just a feeling that I get. So we have this vocabulary, and I use the best words I can. Sometimes I'm digging deeper for a more accurate word. And Spirit says, just keep talking when I'm doing these sessions. So sometimes I want to just be quiet and get it all figured out before I open my mouth. I don't know. Anyway, here I am.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I just show up.
You do. And you know, this is part of what makes this so great, is because here we are offering presence to this divine healing, this divine light that's flowing through, and offering healing. And there isn't anything greater than that at this point in time in our evolution, to have more of that frequency be expressed through the power of two people, like you said, when two or more are gathered. And it's just
could I say something, Cornelia?
Yeah.
Recently, I've gotten to work with a couple of health professionals, natural health types of Neuralink, just different kinds of, there's all kinds of healing that we have access to. And I love collaborating with someone else. Sometimes they get to a point with a patient and they're not able to work through a particular situation. And so they call me, and that, I love that. It's just wonderful, because there's not just one healer or one way to heal our distresses. There are many ways to access. So that has come up recently, and I am thrilled to be a collaborator.
Absolutely. It's a collaborator, and it's again, that's why it's so important that we each bring our unique gifts. And that's why it's so important that each person brings their unique essence and steps into their authority, allowing Spirit to flow through us so that they can offer that, because there's more than one way. There's so many amazing healing modalities, and our bodies are so capable of self-healing and self-regenerating. We just have to allow the light to do its work and kind of get out of the way and make space for it, right? Make space for that love, make space for that presence, make space for the divine. I just love the place that you're in, Dee, and I love the divine feminine flowing through you, the Holy Spirit communicating with you, and how you're so freely sharing it with people, and what a gift that is. And again, I want to let people know to go to dthorson.com, and they can, this is a website in process, but they can also email you at dthorson@comcast.net. And in the subject line, they can write half price session and receive a session by you. And who knows, even spontaneous healings can also occur.
Right.
Because that's also another gift, mm-hmm. is spontaneous healings can happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've experienced that with people?
Absolutely. And I'm referring back to my story that I told earlier about not respecting myself. That was such a deep healing that happened on many levels. Not only do I love myself now, but I'm finding a physical healings that have happened that I wasn't even aware of that would happen. So when we do our deep spiritual work, and when we take our gloves off and get down and work through the traumas of our lives, get it out there and let Spirit heal, we become freer. Just the freedom of who we are is just lovely. And living in love instead of fear. I was a victim. I was afraid, and now I live in love and freedom and growth. And my vibration is getting higher all the time, and I'm in a higher place. And I don't look at life like I did from the old paradigm, from being afraid God is in everything. God is in everything. Even in our darkest hour, God has been with us.
Yes, and even in the shadow, I think, you know, when we're talking about, you know, because one of my signature lines is that we walk intimately with our shadow and we walk intimately with our divinity at the same time. And so seeing God in the shadow, because really that's where our divinity lies, because when we can go in and truly love and bring love and light to the shadow part of ourselves, then you know, that part is illuminated and that part is lit up. So we're getting ready to wrap up the show for today. It's been such a pleasure and an honor to have you here. Now, it's Easter weekend. What Yes. is it that you're going to be doing this Easter weekend?
Well, my family always gathers here. So we'll have 11 people for Easter dinner on Sunday. And that varies with grandchildren coming. Sometimes it's up to 19 if the grandchildren have spouses and or significant others. But we're only be 11 today. And my yard is covered in Easter eggs, plastic Easter eggs. The neighbors look forward to it every year. People drive by slowly and honk, and it's lovely.
It was wonderful when I drove up today to come to do the show here at your home, at your lovely home. I stopped and I took some pictures of all the eggs in being greeted with the Easter eggs. It's wonderful. Thank you so much, Dee, for sharing your wonderful light and your wonderful gift. Thank you, Felicia, for tuning in. And to all the listeners, happy Easter and happy resurrection, everyone. We'll see you next time. Namaste.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.